Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life, on demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 1-2-listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I am Mark Husson, and 1-2-listen.com and the 1-2 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo! Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
and women and children who sing for the river's men. Women and children who sing for the mountains. Men, women and children who sing for the hungry. Men, women and children who sing for the dying. Men, women and children who care for all people. Men, women and children, I sing for all people. I sing for all people.
Feel you tapping. Do you want me to be free? Do you want me to fly? Do you want me to say yes? The answer is yes. Straight out of the mind of God. Yes, indeed. Charles Holt. Reminding us to pay attention to that something, that nothing, that is everything, that is tapping us. Gently, tapping on us like a woodpecker. Wake up. Stay alert. You are here for something great. I am the place. I am. It's the place. And you are the I am. You are the place where the I Am presence get to represent itself, reflect itself, express itself. Are you listening to the tap? Are you paying attention? Sometimes we say, I hear the tap, but I just don't know what to do with it. It's not for you to know. All you got to do is say yes. That's right. All you got to do is say yes. You got to get undressed by the spirit so your heart can be open. That's spiritual integration. You don't try and kill your ego. You recognize it, you embrace it, and you bring it to spirit. Simply because you said yes. Charles Holt, tap in. To find out more about Charles, his website address is intuitiverebel.com. Intuitiverebel.com. There are lots of rebels hanging around in the ethers. Are you one of them? Are you rebellious enough to say, I am more than this? Are you rebellious enough to say, damn it, I deserve the best? Are you rebellious enough to be different, to stand out, to be called the black sheep, to sometimes tap into a wellspring of wisdom and not knowing how you know, and don't feel like you have to justify, just be you? Yes, the spiritual path is a rebellious walk. To love yourself is rebellious. To give of yourself, to be compassionate, to be loving, because the rest of the world tells you, you got to be like everybody else. You can't trust anybody. You got to watch your back. You got to be careful. To some extent, they have their relevance. But the truth is, you are already perfect. Your work, your responsibility is to remember, to put it all together, to realize with real eyes, to see that you are not separated. And when the things inside of you that's causing you to feel separated, fear, rather than beat yourself up, you embrace or just recognize, even if you can embrace, wow, I'm afraid, I'm nervous, I'm scared, I feel vulnerable, and I feel like I want to protect myself. Oh, I feel like I need comfort food. Just watch yourself. Oh, you'll make yourself smile at the very least, because you would say, look at you. Look at you going in that refrigerator because you're all nervous. Now look, you're out of ice cream. What you going to do? Go out, go to Walmart at 1 o'clock? Yes. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to yourself first and then tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and where change is inspired and you make a difference. The truth is, when you tune into yourself, you tune into all of life. And we're grateful to have you. I Am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressing as Life Coach Ade, the Nutty Professor. See, I know all these names, but when it's time to say, I just forget. But, you know, I am that I am, and that's all that matters. I want to welcome all of you that are listening online, those of you in the chat room, those of you on the phone line, those of you listening on the archive, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for making time. Thank you for saying yes to that something that caused you to see the title and say, what is that? Let me check it out. Thank you for saying yes to you. And of course, we give thanks for our Within Radio listeners and all the other people that are podcasting the show. Thank you for doing what you do and spreading the word. Life is good. It's getting better. And I'm bringing on my friend, my co-producer, the woman who keeps me in check when I get out of hand on my show. She goes, boy, stop it. Hey, Celeste.
Hey, Life Coach today. Guess what? We missed something. Hello, beautiful people, family.
Yes.
We missed something, Life Coach Day. We missed
what?
An opportunity to celebrate. I can't believe it. I'm calming down because we're all about spiritual integration today, but I'm just a little bit like, whoa, we missed this celebration? Do you want to know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, of course. You know, I'm a curious kind of guy.
Okay. So, Life Conversations Radio Network anniversary of joining Blog Talk Radio was on June 18th, 2008.
Mm-hmm.
We did not celebrate that. That would have been last Tuesday. What are we doing?
Shame, shame, shame. I know, right?
We don't deal with shame. So I need you to do an applause right now, though. Please.
Oh, Lord. Caught me off guard yesterday, too. I was like, oh, God.
Okay.
This is live radio. So you want to do an applause? Okay, we'll do an applause. We'll do a long version. Yeah, come on now. We're trying to make this sound so smooth. There we go. Yay. You know, it's funny. All right, enough already. Thank you very much. stop it. Thank you. It's an interesting thing. And sometimes I wonder what that's about. What I mean by that is there are a lot of things that I've done. There are a lot of things that I've achieved. There are so many things. But sometimes I just feel like I just keep moving. It's not until I'm talking to somebody that it comes up and I'm talking about it as, oh, okay, you knew that. And they're like, really? And they're all surprised. So, you know, sometimes I see people celebrate their achievements, celebrate being on Blog Talk Radio for 2 years, for 3 years. I'm like, oh, yeah, mine's coming up soon. But I don't know. I just don't always think about things like that until later on. And so, yeah. Anyway,
mm-hmm.
I don't know. But, yes,
I'm gonna put that
5 years on Blog Talk Radio. Yeah, that's worth celebrating.
Thank you.
Yeah, but
yes to your mission.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all get to ride the wave with you. Oh, I got you, didn't I? Okay. And another thing is, not only are you on Blog Talk Radio, I want to find out about your teleporting.
Let's rephrase that for a minute. Because you know what it is. We partner with Blog Talk.
We partner with Blog Talk Radio.
We
are
Life Conversations with
Blog Talk Radio
since 2008. That's right.
There you go. Because there's a whole life before that.
Indeed. And there'll be more after that. And it's given birth as we speak.
I love it. That's what I'm talking about. But can you please tell the listening audience, family that I love so much on this Monday, how you managed to teleport between my show, Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan last night, and Elaine Marie, Light Movers and Shakers? How you do that?
I spiritually integrate. It's simple. Once you spiritually integrate, you can be anywhere you want to be. You can be doing technical duties with Celestial Show and being interviewed and within radio at the same time. And then you can be sleeping or you can be on a vacation. You can do that. It's all about spiritual integration. So, yes.
Well,
I was hanging out with Elaine yesterday, 8 p.m. Eastern. I really encourage you guys to check it out. It's a really, really, really powerful interview. It's actually, you know, talking about celebrating achievements and hearing myself say what I say. Now, I've heard people talk about things that they've done and talk about how great it is. And they're not even being egotistical or anything like that. But for me, I just never really quite got that. It's like, I don't know if I can really talk about my stuff like that. But really, that interview, it's really, really powerful. And, you know, it humbles me. And I started listening to it last night and listened to a part of it, well, the rest of it this morning. And I was just thinking, wow, I can actually listen to myself as part of my spiritual practice. Because what I was listening to was real for me, was deeper, was the voice of God speaking, and Elaine asking the questions that she was asking. She was tapping in, did her research. And it was a good opportunity for me to see myself, you know. But I really encourage you guys to check it. We'll post the we'll post the link in the chat room and on the like pages again. It's in the archive. You can download it.
Absolutely. But, the other thing that really struck me today is, you know how we always want to get in your business, and you are
really forthcoming
forthcoming on your show, but there were things that I heard last night that I didn't even know before. So if you really want to get inside today's story, he completely drops it down. You know, I'm going to say it. We're not afraid to say naked. He got naked. It's amazing. Authentic, truthful. I was very proud of you. I loved hearing about your childhood. You shared that in a different way last night.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. You know, it's, I've always liked, I love being interviewed. I love answering people's questions because I've always been like that. I was saying earlier at the beginning of the show, there are times where it's like I tap into something totally different. So when I'm doing my show, I sort of have an idea of where I'm going. I know what we're doing. I'm looking at the time. You know, you and I communicating. I got notes I want to make and things I want to say and all the other stuff. So it's not necessarily distracted, but I'm not always just, you know, if I'm being interviewed, it's just me and you if you're interviewing me. But if I'm doing my show, there's other things that I'm in charge of. And I like it. I like being able to have all these little gadgets and stuff that I press. I love it. I was looking at a picture yesterday, and I saw a lady in a radio studio. She just had a microphone. And I was like, yeah, that's cool. But no, I have to have my computer. So if I want to play music right there and then, I just love that. But anyway, when I'm being interviewed, I find that I go to a very deep place that takes me to a whole new realm, and I'm grateful for the opportunity. So anyway.
Wow. So with that said, we have some great things coming up this weekend, or this week.
We do?
We do. But I just want to say one more time.
Tell me.
You want to know? Okay, then I need to do your announcements to let you know. All right?
Okay. I'm muting myself right now.
All right, my friend. So proud of him. He rocks. Okay. Hello, beautiful people. I see you, Electra and Sweet Tea from DC, and our beautiful listeners disguised as guests. Thank you for being with us. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Mad Hatter, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss some live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach Today. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you are dealing with so Life Coach Today can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Please be sure to create a new posting. We want to make sure we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com, hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in the email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Did you know that you have access to Life Coach Today any time of the day? Sure you do. You can email him any questions you may have, and he will answer them on the air. The email address is ask@lifecoachaday.com. And actually, that's where you want to go to if you have some questions for Life Coach Today during the show today. Ask at lifecoachtoday.com. Is there a topic you would like Life Coach Today to explore on an upcoming show? You can email him that too. Let's get Life Coach Today's perspective on what you see moving and shaking in the world that is impacting you. The theme for the month of June is opening to more love, and we have wonderful guests who will help shift you one conversation at a time. Tomorrow, dream interpreter Kelly Sullivan Walden will be joining Life Coach Today. So start keeping track of your dreams so we can dissect the messages you receive while you sleep. Definitely want to check out that show. We also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network. Be sure to join on Bossa Safara for the play experience. Have you played with yourself today? Do you passionately love and appreciate you? If not, take a trip on a playground every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today on the last Wednesday of the month, and that will be this week. So you get to learn how the unannounced truths in your ancestral blueprints may still be influencing your life today. You can also join me for the Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan every Sunday at 8 p.m. Eastern, where we connect with introspective tools like tarot, medicine cards, and numerology to get you more clarity about your life's journey. Feel free to go to lifeconversationsradio.com for more info about all these shows. Now, did you know that the Ask Life Coach Today radio show is syndicated? It is on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. The lady with the voice. Nice to have you.
Thank you, Life Coach Today.
You're very welcome. See you around one.
Yeah, I have a really special celestial moment. I'm kind of excited about it.
You do? Oh, okay. Well, can we do it now?
Really?
I'm just messing with you. Guess you're
oh, because
so
we could do it now if you wanted to.
No, absolutely not.
You told me to stay ready. I'm ready. Don't play with me.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm ready, Freddy.
Like, okay. Freddy or not, here I come. Not ready, Freddy. Anyway, talk to you later.
Ciao.
Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. No matter what you're moving through, no matter what you're going through and growing through, sometimes all you got to do is just stop, take a breath, listen, pay attention. We had a wonderful weekend, you know, with the summer solstice and then the super moon. I went moon hunting yesterday. On the way out, the moon was like, ha! Here I am. You couldn't find me. I still went walking, looking. But anyway, you know, we're learning so much about ourselves. We're learning so much about life. We're just learning. We're going deeper. This month, as you know, the theme is opening to more love. And, you know, there are many ways to open to more love. There are areas of our lives where we know we need to open to more love, where there's pain, where you're being challenged, where you're struggling, where you beat yourself up. The part of you that you call negative, those are just they're a perfect opportunity, catalyst to, that actually they're reminding you to open up to more love. And as I think of the show and, you know, the title, the theme, and which is spiritual integration, it's like, you know, spiritual integration is really about loving yourself in spite of and because of, you know, in spite of the fact that you can't get your relationship to work, your business to work, your whatever, you can't get your life to work. And because you can't get your relationship to work, your business to work, your life to work. Being on this planet, being on this plane, it's, you know, I, you know this, we live in the world of the divine, in the world of humanity, in the realm of the divine. Oh, things are simple. Whoa, we love one another. We are one. Oh, my God. And when we take that concept and we intellectualize it, it's like, yes, I am grounded. I'm not religious. I'm spiritual. I know who I am. You know, that's when you're dealing with it from an intellectual perspective. But then there's sometimes where we look at our human flaws, if you will, our human challenges, and we want to hide it. You know, we want to give an impression that we live in this beautiful house, and we want to hide things under the bed when visitors come to visit us. And they say, why didn't you call? And we end up hiding pain. We end up hiding stuff. We catch a new awareness, and sometimes we don't see how it goes with the fact that we sometimes deal with not loving self, compromising our own values. And we lie to ourselves because we were told, we were programmed erroneously that they don't go together. But can you imagine? Just think of something that you're moving through, something that you're challenged through, that you're challenged with right now. Maybe something about yourself that you're so afraid to share with somebody. That, okay, maybe you have one person that you talk to, but you don't want everybody else to know. Just pull that up. Just think about it. Maybe something you haven't told anybody about, something happened to you many years ago as a child, something you're ashamed about, something you feel guilty about. Just pull it up. Yeah, they say what you focus on, expand. That's true. Yeah, we want to expand it so we can become one with it. So just pull it up. Just observe. You know, don't get caught up. Don't judge. Don't criticize. Just watch it. You know, it's like imagine you pulling up a video on YouTube. You know, when you type in with the word, you type in, you're not sure if that's the right word, but you know you heard the video. You're like, what is it again? I think it's something to do with spiritual integrity. Type it and then click the search. And now just let it rise to the top. And as you think and feel the move through that, as you observe it, are you judging yourself? Because, yes, I said don't judge yourself, but sometimes there's a tendency to criticize ourselves for experiences that we went through, to something that happened to us, something that was done to us. So I want to ask you, can you allow the shame, the guilt, the judgment, the criticism to just be? To just don't try and make it right. Don't try and fix it. Don't try and to heal it. Just let it be. Just let it be. Don't try and change it. Don't try and to affirm it away. Don't try and to forgive it. Just let it be. See, your spiritual truth is, you are perfect, you are whole, you are complete. That's your spiritual truth. But through life experiences, we develop personal truths. So the things that happened to us in the past, the things that we don't like, the things that happen to us right now, the things we judge about ourselves, that's just part of the human experience. Now, just bring, let it rise to the top and just let it be. Don't try and fix it. Don't try and heal it. Now, your spiritual truth, the truth of who you are, is you are perfect. You are whole. You are complete. You will never fully understand that with your intellectual mind. Don't try and rationalize that. Perfect, whole, and complete. Don't even try it. Don't even try it, because your mind is not equipped enough to understand that. Just allow those words. Say to yourself quietly, I am perfect. I am whole. I am complete. Your mind might want to take control and say, well, what do you mean? You ain't complete until you have the perfect relationship. Just disconnect from that conversation. Spiritual integration is allowing yourself to be with the pain, to be with the new awareness, if you will, the new insight, and incorporate it all, and knowing that they all go together. It is pushing the apply button when you remember the spiritual principles, the spiritual truth of compassion, of kindness, of generosity. When you allow yourself to love yourself because of or in spite of what happened to you or what is happening to you that you don't like. That's integration. They're not separate. That's what it means. Integrate. You think of the word, you know, bring your spirituality into your daily activity so you can step into the greatness that you really are. That is real. That's the real spiritual walk, the truth, the true walk of spirituality. And when we integrate the new awareness, the fact that we are one, when we integrate that we are love in action, that we are a soul and a body, when we integrate it into our daily activities, conversations get interrupted. Because when you find yourself saying, I just can't sit still to meditate, you stop yourself like, wait a minute. I recognize that my life is an expression of stillness. So I'm not going to tell that lie. When you set the intention to integrate what you're learning, what you're remembering, what you know, with times when you're challenged to pay a bill, you become different. You can't have the same kind of conversation anymore. You become the one that stands out in the crowd, in the boardroom, in the meeting. You know, everybody's sitting there and you're hearing something and, you know, you can tell by people's energy or the looks in their eyes and nobody really thinks this is going to work, and but nobody wants to speak up. But when you start integrating your spiritual truth into your daily activities, you might be the one to say, I just have a question. I don't see how that's going to work. Or even having the person explain. Now, sometimes they can call it being rebellious. But my point is, when you allow, when you set the intention to integrate the spiritual truth into your daily life, you have to speak up sometimes. Times when you've been, well, I don't want to rock the boat. Oh, I don't want people to start judging me. Because spirituality without integration is just an intellectual workout. There are a lot of spiritual folks in the world, spiritual teachers. And I'm not just talking about people who wrote books, who are, you know, out in the field and call themselves experts. I'm talking about everybody on Facebook, on Twitter. Oh, there's a lot of spiritual truth teachers out there. But sometimes while people are saying one thing, their life is reflecting something completely different. Now, here's the thing about spirituality, the divine paradox. That's fine. If you can acknowledge and admit that, yes, something in me knows this truth, but I'm learning to integrate it into my daily life, as opposed to people who just want to be seen as the spiritual one, want to be in a spiritual pedestal, and they try and hide their own insecurities. I ain't going to fall for that. A real woman, a real man, and all this other conversation, or the people who are quick to judge others who are living out their divine mission. You know, this whole thing about spirituality, it will, if you set the intention to walk and live in it fully, oh, it'll get you in trouble. It will get you in trouble. It will challenge you. And those of you who are embodying what you're learning know what I'm talking about. Sometimes you find yourself in a situation where you're saying, you know, it could be a gossip, or you're not even sure if it is. Someone is saying something about somebody else, and you're like, are they gossiping? Should I say something? Should I tell them I don't want to hear it? I don't know. You know, you get to go back and forth with yourself. You get to check with yourself, with your own values, your own core values. Say, who do I want to be in this conversation? Do I want to listen and let them get to the point and then see how I respond. You get to challenge yourself. You get to interrupt your habitual patterns. The thing that you did is, I don't know why I do it. I know I need to change. No! Have you set the intention to live life differently? Are you willing to be the words, the quotes that you post on Facebook, on Twitter, and all the other social media, LinkedIn or whatever it is? Are you willing to be an example of that? Sometimes we do this double talking business. I don't know if I can find it because I really want to read the quote, but I'm going to find it. Yeah, what do you mean you don't know if you can find it? That's not how you roll. You don't stop until you find it. I don't know if I can, but Celeste, I get Celeste to do it. Let me stop multitasking. I posted something sometime last week about a woman needs to be vulnerable and something like that. It's a quote by Veronica Conway. And Celeste, I know you can find that for me. It's on my wall. And someone said, well, I posted that in a powerful statement. And Celeste is going to find it because that's how she does it. That's how she rolls. And one of the comments was, well, but most, thank you, Celeste, most men find that, take advantage of that. I don't want to go there yet. I want to just wait. I want to take a break because I want Celeste to find it. And then, I'll talk about it. And just how, the point I'm trying to bring home is, if something is true, it's true. It's no point looking for a way to contradict the truth, to come up with your own judgment and your own stuff to say, yeah, I know that's true, but if it's true, get your big butt out of the way and receive the truth and ask yourself, how can I implement? How can I integrate? How could I be this? And usually it's all about intention. Because if you're caught up in the intellectual thing, it's just like, oh, yeah, that's true, but men take advantage of that. Okay, what's your point? Do you accept the truth or not? Because truth needs no defense anyway. Because when you know, you know. We're talking about spiritual integration, and we're talking about marrying yourself. When your ego, your personality marries your spirit and they become one. When you get to a place where there isn't this back and forth. I mean, we see it in some. I was watching something about rappers, hip hop music, but I'm not going to go there. But some of those rappers sometimes they've learned that integration. They are so clear about who they are, how they show up. They're like, this is what I do. Yes, I'm here to make money. They're making no apologies for that, for where they stand, what they believe in. You get some of them say, listen, you can't compete with me. I've been in the game before you were born. This is what I do. The law works for them too. Because they're clear about who they are. It doesn't matter if I judge what they're saying or not. They're telling you, this is it. Now, those of us on the spiritual path, sometimes we want to be compassionate. You don't want to hurt people's feelings or whatever. Or even if you're not on the spiritual path. Just in life, period. But can you stand boldly convicted in what you do? I mean, there are people who are doing evil acts, and they're convicted. They are integrated with their evil belief system, their erroneous belief system. They're saying, we're doing this for God. But those of us who know that there is more, and if God needs us to do anything, it's simply to express. God doesn't need anything. God is. But God, as you, continues to evolve and embrace. Let's take a break. And then I'm going to share that quote with you. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. Got to bring myself back. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Press 1 on your keypad. What are your thoughts? What does spiritual integration mean to you? Where in your life are you struggling? What are you ashamed of about yourself, about your life? Sometimes the healing is to express it. even if it's not with me, but it's about expressing, putting words to it, because there are times we hold ourselves hostage because of something that happened in the past. And you have the power to free yourself and understand that even though you're not where you want to be, you have done some great work. You could just stop and look back and reflect on your life and give yourself a hug. Say, you know what? There was a time when where I am now was not even a part of my reality. There was a time when where I am now was something I was wanting to be, you know, when I can just let things just, you know, fall off and not get involved, where I'm now in touch with my emotions, where I can take time to meditate, where I can send out healing prayers, where I can send out love, where I can acknowledge my own pain and not project on others. I may not be where I want to be, but I can honor myself from where I am. It's all about living your best life, and you get to decide what the best life is.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
That's right. And if you want to spread your love through your products and services, the email address is radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
It's not always easy to see what is coming at you, or better yet, for you. You need someone in your corner who can help you navigate those blind spots. Life Coach Today has a unique ability to guide you toward clarity with compassionate coaching and an amazing sense of humor. As a coach for over 15 years, Life Coach Today has been working closely with people and freeing them to live their best life. If you are in a spot where your best friend's advice or family member's tips are not working for you, you want to step onto the playing field of life with a coach who will walk with you and support you in tapping into the best in you. When you are done with Life Coach Today, you will be the change you want to see. We'll give you practical tools to finally embrace all of you and empower you to step into your greater yet to be. For a 45 minutes complimentary session, email Life Coach Today at ask@lifecoachtoday.com. That's ask@lifecoachtoday.com or call 678-561-0607. That's 678-561-0607. Be still, listen, and be transformed.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimsa mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimsa Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. 347-426-3346 is the number, or you can post your questions, your comments, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your fears on the like pages. Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show or the Life Conversations Radio page. We're talking spiritual integration. It's time to fall in love with yourself. It's time to marry yourself. It's time to love your ego up, that your ego can't help but make a date with your spirit. Like, ooh, I know I'm the ego. I'm supposed to be afraid sometimes. I'm supposed to protect you. But, ooh, something about your spirit is attracting me. Can I have your number? Can we go out sometime? When you walk around, you give birth to a whole new consciousness. It's one thing to catch the idea, the inspiration, the near awareness. And it's another thing to live it, to embody it, to challenge your own self, and to take yourself off the hook rather than use spirituality, what you're learning, as a way to beat yourself up. You know, God meets us right where we are. Just right now, can you just sit with, be with that right where you are, no matter how your life is showing up, and even if your life is amazing, you know, that right where you are, God is, and one, there's more, and if you're going through a challenge, that, oh my God, you are just being broken open. There's something in you so amazing, so magnificent, wants to reveal itself. You just got to open yourself up and honor your heart's desire. Listen to your heart and stop trying to be too hard, too strong for love. Oh, I'm good. I don't need anybody. Yes, you do. The fact that you're saying it means it's a sort of a backward way of asking for help. That's right, I said it. 347-426-3346 is the number. Here's the quote I was talking about. The most powerful, seductive part of a woman is her deep vulnerability, her deep surrender to the masculine. I saw that, I was like, damn! Veronica nailed it. A friend of mine, Veronica Conway, we've interviewed her several times on the show. And it's like, you just think about that, especially in a culture where females are taught to be like a man in order to survive. It's wrong. It's wrong. Because what makes a woman is her power to just receive, to nurture, to love. As Veronica put it, as she puts it, her deep vulnerability, her ability to surrender, just like the egg surrenders to the sperm, and a new life is born. When you even think of the sperm, you know, very competitive. I'm going to make it before you, although you won't. Watch me. Ha ha, sucker, I'm gone. Woohoo, I'm in. You know, so the masculine energy has always been competitive. It's like going for it. Oh, where is that? Where is that receptive, seductive, that feminine energy that wants to surrender to me? I can feel it. Something in me tells me to follow my inner navigation. So the masculine energy, man, know it. But some females are so hard. I'm going off on a different tangent here now. Some females are so hard you can't even penetrate them. And you can take that for all you want, but that's the truth. You know, we've got to be so vulnerable, all of us, because, yes, of course, we have the masculine and feminine, all of us, male and female. And so spiritual integration has been vulnerable enough to be penetrated with the truth. Penetrated with the truth that you give birth to a new you, a new life, a new way of being. So if you don't want to be vulnerable, you're blocking your own gift. You're blocking your own blessing. So anyway, the point I was trying to make initially was the quote, "The most powerful seductive part of a woman is her deep vulnerability, her deep surrender to the masculine," Veronica Conway. And a friend of my sister, actually, in England, she said, "Yet men see it as weakness and take advantage of it." What's your point? People take advantage of money. People take advantage of life. People take life for granted. But my question is, for anybody, if after reading that, this kind of statement is what comes to mind, it lets you know there's some tricking that needs to do, because that's really more of a protective thing. Yeah, I know, I accept. But men see it as weakness. But first of all, not all men. The second thing is, well, first of all, not all men. And the second thing is, if you're attracting, if all you see are men who take it for weakness or take advantage of it, then you may want to change your zip code. You may want to change where you live. You may want to change your consciousness so that you can emanate the energy, so you can send out the vibration of men who are going to honor a woman's deep vulnerability, her ability to surrender, her ability to forgive, her ability to go beyond the intellect and say, "You know what? You're a fool, but I love you." I mean, I got so many evidence to just convict your hips to say, "You know what? I never want to have nothing to do with you, but I can surrender to all of that and be there for you, guide you, direct you, nurture you." Chew on that. It's all about spiritual integration, and it's not for wimps. It's not for the people who want to play, who want to do finger food, finger soul food. Like, "Oh, let me just pick a little bit of that. I got something for you. You want to hear it? Because we tend to beat ourselves up. But it's not that deep. It's not. Relax. If you don't know, you don't know. Say you don't know. The know-it-all, this ease will keep you, will make you sick. Okay, listen to this.
You are not your stuff. I want people to remember that you are not your stuff, that you are not your job, you are not your relationship, you are not your finance. You're not even your body temple. Even that, too, one day shall pass. That who you are and the what that you are is so great, grand, glorious, and magnificent that discovering who and what you are is worth a lifelong commitment. And I encourage people to be willing to step out of the crisis du jour and just pose the question. You don't have to feel like you know God, or you don't have to know all the secrets of the universe. If you will just, in your heart of hearts, be willing to contemplate the idea that there is more than this, I guarantee you that you will summon all of your guides, all of your inner in inner intuition, your soul remembrance will be reawakened. It's already there. We just don't listen. It's just kind of dormant. And all it takes is willingness. You don't have to know how. Just be willing.
Just be willing. Just be willing to know that you are so much more. Now, that's spiritual integration. It goes beyond the intellect. Spirituality is really simple, you know. It's when we start thinking about it that we make it complicated. It's funny because sometimes I find that even calling it saying spirituality kind of sounds weird. Life is simple. But the way that some of us are living life is called a spiritual path. Some of us call it the religious path. Some of us call it the atheist path. Some of us call it the scientific path. It all belongs. When you marry religion and science, you give birth to spirituality. It's not that deep. But religion and spirituality would be acting like husband and wife. No. If you can't prove it, don't exist. And religion says, well, there is a father. There's a presence and power beyond proof. And they refuse to come to sit together. But if and we see it happening. When spirituality and not spirituality, I knew that didn't sound right. Couldn't even say what I was going to say next. When science and religion continue to come closer and come closer and come closer, we would know that we are truly one. Science would honor religion. Religion will honor science. And we'll all enjoy this thing called life. Now, I don't know if that will ever happen. Maybe. And if it does happen, then that means if we get to a point where humans get it and we know who we are, I really believe we'll transcend this earth plane. There'll be no need for this earth plane anymore. So when we talk about, well, if we're not careful, we're going to wipe humans off the face of the planet, it's going to happen anyway. It's going to happen anyway. That's what it's about, evolution. Some, you know, we now go to a planet and say, there's a sign of water here. There must have been life on this planet. you don't even have a clue. There was life on that planet, and there still is. But anyway, that's a whole different conversation. It's time, almost time for Celestial Moment in a few minutes. And we invite you to join the conversation. We've got some questions to answer. And we'll just open up to what is. I'm just going with the flow. And yeah. So those of you who may have heard that clip, you're not your stuff. If you heard it for the first time, that's Reverend Deborah Johnson. She's the author of Letters from the Infinite. Well, the sacred, yes. Letters from the Infinite and Your Deepest Intention. Your Deepest Intent. She's actually doing a teleconference now. So if you go to innerlight.com and you want to go to the next level and you truly, truly want to spiritually integrate, check it out. The teleconference might be just for you. I got an email today. Let me see. I got an email. Let's see if I can share that with you. And Celeste, we are coming to you in a few. Yeah. Actually, it begins tomorrow, the Sacred Years teleconference. So, yeah, let's see. Is there a link? Go to Inner Light Ministry. Inner Light Ministries.com. InnerLightMinistries.com, and you can find out more information. It's time for the lady with the voice. What is the number today? Celeste is like the spiritual lottery number person. And the number is, what's the number? And the number 9 wins you spiritual transformation. What's
Absolutely.
Going on, my friend?
Not much, but you have some family who's joined you, and somebody has a birthday coming up. I'm a little early. But Sweet Tea has a birthday on Wednesday. Tanya from D.C., who's always with us.
I know, because you're going to be doing a Sinestral Blueprint.
Happy birthday to you. Celeste, you're such a punk. Happy birthday to you.
You're doing so well.
You are wonderful.
Okay.
I think your voice is sleeping.
Well, I was going to jump in. I was going to jump in.
I ran with it.
Did you just call me
I'm
a punk
sorry.
On the radio?
No, I didn't. I would never do
Did
that.
Did you just
never.
Call me?
I mean, no,
really?
You're a priestess. You're a priestess. I would never call you a punk. I called you a punk? Never. I would really. You can go listen to the show. I never said
oh,
that.
Okay, I'm
no.
Happy birthday to you, and my Marilyn Monroe.
No.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tanya.
Oh,
happy birthday to you.
Oh Lord. So give me visual now. You sure you're not standing on a vent?
With a microphone. It's blowing. It's summertime. And I think I'm inspired by Donna because she's always caught up in her sensuality and her essence of life. So Donna
Who's
helped
Donna
me
DeLuca?
Channel Maryland. Yeah, Donna DeLuca is the bomb. Have you been seeing that girl?
Yeah, you know she's feeling it. She'd be caught up in the full moon.
Queen. Okay, see, I'm going. And Tamara Joy, always sending you love, oh artist and peacemaker. You're the bomb. Electra, lightning. Okay. Tanya, we saw you press one. We're going to come to you, girl, because we're no punks over here. All right, let's cut you down.
Somebody said anything about a punk.
You did. You called me a punk because I would have
said. I meant to say you're a priestess with a lot of funk.
Oh,
or
that's
funk.
What you meant. Okay.
Yeah,
well, had you not said that, you wouldn't have gotten Marilyn Monroe. I don't know how that Marilyn was. I was a little nervous, but, you know, she came through.
Okay,
so don't forget, you're going to have to go to Tanya before we get to the questions because you know she has something to say. Okay?
Yes, she do. Yes,
I know
she does. Yes, she does. She does. All right.
It's like, girl, we see
right,
you.
We're going to do a moment.
Yes.
She's playing hide and seek with it. We're just all excited over here, stepping all over. Okay, so let you go ahead, Tom. Let me be quiet.
All right. The time will be coming to you after the celestial moment. Love you, girl. Good afternoon, beautiful family. My name is Celeste Morgan.
Oh.
And it
sorry,
is.
I thought you
what?
I thought you were talking to me. I thought you were calling me beautiful. Good afternoon, Celeste. But okay, I'm out of here. Bye.
We're going to start over because you know what? We're at the end of the cycle. Let me get that to you. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that's showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. 9 is the energy of the day. And if it happens to be your birthday today, this is your lesson number for the whole year. Mars is the ruling planet of number 9. And Mars is named after the Roman god of war. So its energy is about aggressiveness, assertiveness, challenging, and completion, as well as emotional. Not necessarily a touchy-feely planet. Since 9 is the end of the cycle, we break down and let go in order to experience expansion. Old things die away, particularly dead wood. There is no life in these old things. It's time to receive the gift of pruning. Ouch, I hear you say. But who really knows what a butterfly feels in a cocoon? Its number is also 9. The butterfly feels stages of development. And this gift is self-transformation, so we may start anew. The letters that represent 9 are I and R, so words like introspection, regal, interior, and reality connect us to the magical energy of the number 9. Then we have the Hermit of Tarot. The Hermit is astrologically connected to the sign of Virgo. The Virgin is whole all unto herself. But today, we're going to put the spotlight on how 9 shows up in Mother Peace Tarot. The number 9 is the crone, a wise elder woman standing at the crossroads.
She has her staff and a snake tangled up into a ball of light, showing her the way. The snake represents wisdom and the goddess culture. Masculine religions deemed it as evil. The staff keeps her connected to the earth and grounds her. In the background, we see snow-covered mountains. This speaks of the obstacles and the challenges she has endured. She asks, which path will lead her home? She quiets down and listens. Now, with the blessings and the lessons, she is confident in her embodied truth. She can trust her inner guidance. There's a laughing goddess on the sign, reminding our dear friend Anna that all paths are good. So keep it moving. All is well. And that's the story of Nine through the crone of Mother Peace tarot cards. I'll see you on Tuesday, around 1, for another celestial moment. Thank you.
We've been solicitized.
Absolutely.
Number 9.
I'm getting some help. Yeah, I'm getting some help that 9 is linking to speed of thought and time and direction, linked to my data, and also letting go of judgments, which is absolutely right, which is why we're at the end of the cycle, letting go so we can be free to be.
Indeed.
We'll play with 1 tomorrow.
Yes. Integrate that. Into
yeah.
greatness.
Hey, can I stay on the line when you play with Tanya? I know I'm going to do questions.
Well, I had to not say anything because my first thought wouldn't be good for radio, so I had to just breathe in and be a little bit spiritual when you ask that question. But so anyway, let's go talk to Tanya. Yeah, go ahead, stay on the line, why don't ya?
Wonderful.
Sweet tea from CC. You better hope.
Hey, guys. How are you all?
Hi, beautiful.
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm doing great. Oh, that was so beautiful, y'all singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed that. I really did. I just wanted to say, really, to you and Ade both, you know, I had to get to a point with, I guess, opening up my spirit, and I guess it started with opening up your heart. But I am so thankful to you all that I have grown so much because now, and you all are just a part of my village because now I had my daughter. I had two, Shawnee Poo, you know I'm down here with my daughter, LaShawn, in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And her and her husband were going through, they were thinking about divorcing. And she just asked me, she said, Mom, can you just come down? You know, can you come and talk to us? And, you know, a lot of times when you're going through changes, we don't give people the best advice because we give them advice from hurt and pain. And I'm just so thankful to you all because now my kids are getting to a point. They're grown. They're getting to a point where they're going through changes in their relationship and they're growing. And it feels so good when your kids can come and ask you, can you come and talk to us? And you can really be, even though you know the issues they're going through, I still can give advice to her husband from love and not say, well, this is my daughter, you know, what you did is wrong. You should divorce him. You just, when you take back your power and you get your freedom, you give other people the space to grow at whatever time they decide to grow. You don't try to push them to grow. You don't say, oh, you're in that spot. How dare you stay stuck there? Because I know what I've been through, and I don't have a problem with sharing it. But the only way you can share that and be authentic with it is to judge yourself and see yourself first before you can help other people. And I thank y'all for that because you all have been a part of that village to help me grow so my family can grow.
Mm-hmm.
So my next generation doesn't take some of those curses that I brought into, you know, growing up. And I just thank y'all. And I'm so humble And like I told my daughter, you have to be vulnerable. You can't be humble and don't be vulnerable because it's not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm. Wait a minute, let me write that down.
Go ahead, Tanya.
Let me say, when they both said, we don't want a divorce, we want to try to stick it out, I'm like, okay. You know, we can do this, but you have to do it as a family. It just, and you can't, I was trying to tell my daughter, you can't just look at what he did. You have to look, you did some things too. And at the end of the day, you can fool, you can only tell me what you want to tell me, but you can't just tell God anything because God sees it all.
That is, you know, that is so powerful because in a culture where we are told to keep our stuff to ourselves or don't involve family. Yeah, true. Okay, so family got stuff going on and they're not at the same level of consciousness that we're at. Or like you said, Tanya, being able to bring truth, being able to bring a different perspective without getting caught up or getting emotional about it. And what a gift to be able to be that for your daughter and your son, and you know, and even your daughter asking you, can you come? I mean, that's how you heal generations, seven generations.
Oh my
past,
God, Ajay, I feel so grown when she asked that. I was like, I am really a grown woman. You know, I'm just like really grown, and even their father, you know, he and I, we're divorced, but we are so much better friends now because we just open, because I've always said drama don't raise children, and drama doesn't raise anybody. It doesn't even raise you. So, I mean, it's just a point. I ask God, it's so amazing. You know, you knew when I was nervous, Sean knew. She came to my family dinner on Thanksgiving. I was so nervous about letting my grandmother back into my space. And it's so amazing. I asked God like 3 months ago. I was meditating, and I was one of those people that their mind never stopped thinking. And I was out, sitting out on the balcony, you know, and just, it was at night, and I was meditating, and I just asked God, I said, God, can you restore my family? Restore my family. I didn't say any names or anything, just restore my family. Now, did it come back cut clean? Nah, but I understood that I had to be present in order to fix it. God wasn't just going to do it by himself. I had to do the hand and the heart work. And it's coming together. I mean, we got some issues, but the thing about it is you can see growth. All before, I couldn't see that. It was just like a bunch of issues. Like, and even with my grandmother, I reached out to her, and I told her, you know what? You're hurt. You've been hurt for a very long time. And she was like, you don't know what you're talking about. And God just told me, just hold her hand and pull her close to you. And my grandmother started crying, and she was like, you know, I've been hurt for a very long time. And I was like, okay, God, all right, this is what, okay. I understand why you were put in my life today. I understand, Sean, why you were put in my life. And sometimes it takes other people. He has to put that physical there in order for you to even see him. Because I can't see God physically. I can feel him spiritually. But he had to put other people there, a village for me. And I'm going to tell you something. I celebrate my village every day, because y'all rock. And I thank him for, I know I'm in divine order, and I know that, hey, I'm good. I am so good.
Yes,
I love y'all. One thing for you before you go, okay? And people, yes, I have another name. It is Sean. My family calls me Sean. All right? But I have something for you because it was just, we're going to have ancestral blueprints on Wednesday. So I don't really do a full celestial moment, but the words that you are talking about, the embodied truth that Day talks about,
blending the spirituality and the humanity together really means that you're walking into a master year. My love, 11 is your number this year, and you are already tapping into it. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. I look forward to more coming out of you.
Thank you so much. I needed it. I had to tap in it because at the end of the day, when we don't let pain go, we only destroy ourselves, and we're the only ones that crumble.
Hello. I know that's
right.
I'm
going to guide you with that. She just got gems, man. She just dropping jewels.
Yes, she does. Thank you, Tonya. Glow, glow.
Thank you.
Glow,
I love y'all.
We
love you too, sweetie.
Bye.
Love you too. Talk about spiritual integration. There's some of us who are spiritual but can't stand our mother, can't stand our fathers. And boy, if you can't stand your mother, can't stand your father, that means you can't stand yourself. I don't care how much you try and color it with affirmation. My mother is evil. Well, you're only.
All right.
Just it is. Yes.
All right. Tony's just loved up in the chat room. Electra, you better speak the truth, baby. She didn't say that. I just added the baby. You better speak the truth.
Yeah, take a high note. I can't do Electra's baby, but I could gotta get that high note. And I won't even try. Okay, you ready for some questions? Let's do some questions, right? You ready?
Yes, I think so. Oh, we have a question. Is this a question? Life Coach today.
No, you got
when,
anyway.
You good?
Stop tripping.
You good?
Don't we have some email questions? Silly.
We do. We have questions from men, Life Coach today. And one
from men?
Yes.
You said what?
Yes. I'm so
Bring
excited.
It.
Okay. I know.
Okay, go ahead.
You're so excited in your pointer sister's voice. I love it when men trust me enough to share their questions with me. It means a lot.
Wait. See, you don't start something. That's the gift
what?
That your female have that you don't know. Females, you have this gift that if you just yourself, if you just show up as the feminine essence, we will tell you all our secrets. But when you try to be conniving and trying to play and try to be a player, trying to be hard, we ain't got time for you. But when you just be yourself, we tell you everything about us. And we'll say, I don't even know why I'm telling you this.
That's true, Adi. I get that a lot. And we should do a show about that, how to get women to get men to speak their, you know, their truths in a way that's loving and kind. But anyway, I got some juice, so are you ready for it?
I am ready.
Dear Life Coach today, I have a female friend who expressed that her boyfriend is jealous of our friendship. She told me that she is now not attracted to him because of it. What can I do to support my friend in her relationship? I'm not trying to get in the middle, but I don't feel like I should have to lose my friend over it to make another dude feel more comfortable. Robert.
That sounds very mad. I ain't trying to make another dude feel, you know, hey, if that fool don't see what he got, I can't help a brother out. Oh, Robert, thank you for that laughter. Thank you. I mean, it's not really complicated, I don't think. She says she's not attracted to him because of that. But what can you do to support your friend and her relationship? Well, just support your friend. If she is making a choice, how do I put this? If she's making a choice, she's making a choice not to be in a relationship with her boyfriend because the boyfriend.
Well,
she said, she told me
that
she is now not attracted
to him right now. I mean, this could be a thing where she's irritated.
That's true, and you're right. But no, that's cool. No. I actually, you're right because I was looking at that too. But that's a good point. She may not be attracted, and that could happen again. But usually, my experience, if a woman starts to lose the attraction, see, when there's no attraction, there's no glue. Attraction is the glue. So now, maybe she's thinking about leaving and trying to deal with it. But the glue is coming, getting kind of faded. It's not crazy anymore. The glue ain't crazy anymore. So for Robert, how can you support, crazy glue? Anybody get it?
I know, that was perfect.
How can you support your friend? support her. Now, what you don't want to do is get in a place like, yeah, well, you know, if he's jealous about our friendship, yeah, maybe your ass needs to leave him. No, don't do that. Empower your friend enough to make a choice from her truth. Now, it's something to talk about, too. You can support your friend in not just saying, well, I'm not attracted to him because he's jealous, but you have a conversation with her boyfriend. Because it's jealousy is part of human nature. It's the human flaw. It happens. When you're attracted to somebody, you want to say, stay away, stand back. Don't come near my woman. Don't come near my man. Have a conversation, you know, because then, you know, you may get to a point where you can't work it out. Or maybe you can. It might actually make the crazy glue super glue because now your boyfriend gets to share. But your friend's boyfriend will get to share with your friend and say, you know, where it came from or what happened. It can create a perfect place for healing. And your friend and her boyfriend can have the best relationship and you're still part of it. Because all that foolishness about you can't be friends with a man when you're in a relationship, if you're a woman or whatever, or the opposite sex, it's just ridiculous. I think it's just ridiculous. So he said, I'm not trying to get in the middle, but I don't feel like I should have to lose my friend over it to make another dude feel comfortable. Well, just tell your truth. Support your friend in living her truth and being her truth. And what will happen will happen. They're either going to get draw closer or go different directions. What you don't want to do is tell her, yeah, you know, if he's jealous about that relationship, what else? You don't want to do that. You want to stay neutral. It's going to be challenging. You need to get your stuff together so that, kind of like what Tanya was sharing earlier, that you take your emotions out of it and just be neutral. Challenge your friend, you know. Ask her, well, why don't you talk to your boyfriend about it? That's what you can do. Support her. How can you support her? Support her. Be loving, be compassionate, and don't take sides. For goodness sake, don't take sides.
Don't take sides.
What happens, if you end up taking sides, she might go back to the boy, and then somehow you get eliminated out. Don't do it. That's one thing we don't need to do when husband and wife, or I don't care if you're a therapist, if you know your job, you shouldn't. But that person's a therapist and takes sides. He should know better that you're a good woman. No. Don't take sides. Teach, heal, treat, whatever you need to do. But for goodness sake, empower people to make their own choice. So anyway.
Wonderful. I love what you had to say about don't take sides, because it's often been my experience that once you take that side, because that bond, you know, if they have that glue, whether it's a little faded right now, and that glue becomes crazy again, you don't want on the outside, because, oh, is that how you felt about my friend? That's how you felt about my main? Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then you just jack
that. You're my friend. I mean, and it's funny thing is, Tanya actually spoke to this. Tanya, when she called in, she really spoke to this. You know, when a daughter called her to come and talk to them, she could go emotional about it. Don't treat my daughter like that. She's the best thing that could ever happen to you. She was able to be neutral. So, So he
Wonderful.
Got the answer twice. Go ahead, Robert. You got your answer. Don't take sides, for goodness sake. For God's sake, for God's sake. Don't take sides. That's the answer. That's all.
Okay, I'm going to mix this up a little bit. I'm going to go to the Natalie question. Dear Life Coach today, we're going to end on Samuel because I think you're going to have something to say.
I always have something to say.
Judgment. I am human. Dear Life Coach today, I have a friend who is calling me disloyal because I frequent his place of employment when he's not working. It's a restaurant. I have been going to this place before him and have known some of the staff longer than him. I found out that people would tell him when I showed up. It made me angry at first, and I wanted to cut him off, but I'm feeling different about it now. I feel like I always run when somebody does something that displeases me. It's easy for me to cut the cord. I want to try something different. Do you have any suggestions, Natalie?
Well, Natalie, the question is, what are you running from? You're running from yourself. You're running from your own pain. You're running from being liked, being approved of.
Are you running from not being seen as a people pleaser? Well, actually, you're running from that because that idea. I mean, wait a minute. Because the first few lines kind of made me go, what? Negro, please. I have a friend who is calling me disloyal because I frequent his place of employment when he's not working. What the flip? Now, are y'all friends before you go to the place of employment? Or did y'all meet at the place of employment? It's a flipping place of employment. Unless y'all dated. I don't even get it. It's a restaurant. Right, it's a restaurant. Okay. Well, first of all, what the person thinks and say is a reflection of their own consciousness. For you, is the fact that he made you angry. No judgment, but what's that about? I mean, it's like somebody saying you're disloyal because you went to Target instead of Walmart. What? It's my money. I go wherever I want to go. So really, it's real simple. You said, Natalie, you said, I feel like I always run when someone does something that displeases me. That's the only thing here that needs to, well, that's the main thing that needs to be dealt with here. What are you running from? You know, are you running because you're hurt? Are you running from the hurt? And if you're running from the hurt, you can't heal what you don't feel. So when you run from the hurt that you feel, you can't heal it. You end up running from yourself, and you end up trying to please people so that they please you. And if they're not pleasing to you, then you're out. Everybody misses out. You miss out, they miss out. Yeah, it's time for some spiritual integration. Yes, it's time for you to recognize there is no cord because you can't even run from them. So you talk about easy to cut the cord. No, there ain't no cord. It's an illusion. Because you're always going to be thinking about them, Natalie. You're always going to know they're there. They're going to be the reason why you're running. So the cord you think you're cutting, you're actually strengthening it. So why not just strengthen it with self-love? I think let's take a break.
Okay.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back for the rest of the question. And we're taking your call. We're taking your calls. 347-426-3346. Life is good. It's getting better. Tomorrow we have Kelly Sullivan Walden. So if you have dreams that you want to interpret, email it to us. What's the email address again, Celeste? Because there's so many email addresses, I'm just like confused. Which one are we using? Ask.
Actually, I want them to use my email address, if that's okay, Life Coach Today.
Oh, trust me. I have no problem with that. So that way, yes, Lord, take. Whew. Thank you.
Okay. Wonderful.
Just again.
It's CelesteMorgan@Hotmail.com. CelesteMorgan @Hotmail.com. I'm looking forward to getting your dreams. Please let me know if you want me to use your name or if you want it to be anonymous or, you know, so that I can let Life Coach Today know that as well. We already have one. Life Coach Today, one dream already.
Yeah, it's actually a nice dream.
It is.
What just happened? Oh, something going on. Okay, let's take a break. That's what's happened. Let's take a break. We'll deal with the other question, and there's some other things coming up. I don't know what they are yet, but it's coming down the channel of consciousness. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com. We are so supporting you and surrounding you and embracing you to move from where you are to where you want to be and completely be the place where God Goddess gets to reveal itself, himself, herself. You become heaven on earth.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. 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 To the community.
Hi, I'm Mark Husson. When I created 1-2-Listen.com, I envisioned a service that could offer immediate relief from the dilemmas of daily life. On demand. I knew that many of you have been hurt by similar services on the internet because I've been in this industry for over 25 years, and I know that when you're hurt, the promise of a fix sounds irresistible, regardless of who's offering. The advisors at 12listen.com are extraordinary, not because they've endured weeks of observation and testing, but because they promise to make their work here their number one priority. That means you will be speaking to someone who's here for you. We're not a perfect service, but we believe becoming a perfect service starts with having the courage to strive for perfection. I'm Mark Husson, and 12listen.com and the 12 family are my purpose. Give us a try, and if you've tried us before, try again, because I'm convinced that life is better when you don't feel alone. Thank you.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Hey, this is Jenny Cressman. I worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years, and I want to give you something to think about. I don't generally like labels, but lately I've begun to feel that one little label is really important to embrace. Feminism. There, I've said it. The new F word. For too many people, that's a dirty word. But really, feminism is about equality. Feminists seek greater social, political, and economic equality of the sexes. It's about raising women up to the same level as men. So, I'm an F word. How about you?
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source, a spiritual guidebook for navigating life's journey. You're listening to Life Conversations Radio.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
That is the truth of who you are, and if you're not experiencing that, it's okay. All you've got to do is spiritually integrate it, that you can see your freedom, the fact that you have freedom to even create chaos in your life, the freedom to stop the flow of money coming to your life, freedom to have discord in your life. Now, integrate it. How can you be more? How can you embody the truth of who you are? How can you show up as love in action, loving action? That was Carly Jackson. To find out more about Carly, you can find her on Facebook, Carly Jackson. And Donna is talking about, yeah, let's do that show about whatever we were saying earlier, Celeste. But she called, well, I like this title, but she ain't ready for this. She's talking about, let's do a show called Sacred Relationship and Sacred Sexuality. You ain't ready for that, Donna. You can't handle this conversation. You ain't ready for it.
We've done some in the, we have that. We've touched on it. But I'm wondering if she's talking about finding out how to tap into getting men to open up. Based on some of the things that you're talking about.
Oh, I can do that right now. How do you get men to open up?
You can't
know. You open up. You open up.
Oh.
In all ways.
I think we need examples of how.
Well, if you... oh, Lord. Yeah, let's do a show. You don't. You are. You are the example of opening up. Females, you've learned to clam up. But okay, all right. Let me calm down. That's why we gotta open up, because y'all get excited. Okay, let me represent the brothers. Okay. All you got to do is open, you know, bring that sensuality. Bring that feminine essence. Bring your love. Bring your compassion. You know, when a brother is tense, and just like I got excited for a minute, just go behind him and grab him from the back. I tell you, if you want a brother to dissolve, just grab him. Put your head on his shoulder. If he's not too tall for you, or put your head on his hair, on his back, wherever. Just kind of, just hold a brother. That brother would tell you stories. Just be ready for it. But anyway, yeah, we can do a show on that. You know, I think relationships are sacred anyway. Sexuality, sex is sacred. But, of course, society, you know, demonize sex. We it's almost like we water it down. So when there is a conversation about sex that is healing, that honors that sexual energy, we're like, oh, no. Like the world of Facebook, you put something, a picture of a woman with breast, talking about breastfeeding, they get blocked. But you put a picture of a woman who is wearing bikini and all her you-know-what is hanging out. Oh, that stays on. We got it jacked up. But yeah, you know, we've continued the conversation. We've talked about this, but Donna ain't ready for this kind of conversation. She ain't ready. Donna ain't ready to have that kind of conversation. She got a reputation to protect. She wanted to protect her rep. So
I knew she was going to answer it. I was just going to say, you know what? All you're doing is making Donna's about to jump in here.
You think I don't know what I'm doing? I can't handle Donna. That's intentional. But let's see. Before I go to Donna, let's do the last question, and then I go to Donna.
Okay.
She's just going to come. She ain't ready. See, I know how to get Donna to call. I got to figure out the case.
I'm like, ooh, you messing with Donna? Okay, this is from Samuel.
You ain't ready.
All right, this is from Samuel.
I know she's all up in there saying, ooh, I'm going to give it to him. He's on. Ooh, I'm going to just
you know,
put him on the spot.
She's going to start snapping her neck. I bet you never heard of a Canadian girl snap her neck. I'll wait up for it. She's got some Italian in her.
I don't know what that sounds like. What does that sound like?
You about to find out. Okay.
She didn't know nothing about that. This one patted it. I mean, come on. Stop it.
I am not protecting you when you feel that Donna DeLuca. When DeLuca comes up in here, you on your own, okay?
Yeah, I'm muted. Okay, she talks too much. Okay, what's the question? Let's do the question, please.
This is from Samuel. All right, here we go. All right. Dear Life Coach Today, I love my wife. She's my girl. When I met her, she had a lot of curves with a great shape. She has been exercising and taking care of herself. I am proud of her, but the curves I love are melting away. I support her being healthy. I know, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, Samuel is not his real name. Can you believe he said this to me? But anyway, I support her in being healthy, but I've always been attracted to a certain shape. I don't want her to stop what she's doing, but I kind of miss my baby. It's not easy for me to talk about this because I do love her for more than her body. What should I do, Samuel?
Sorry, I'm laughing. Because so many things. I mean, I'm not laughing at you, but, man, I understand. Something about a curve, you know? But anyway. Woo, is this a trick question? Oh, the sisters with curve, those who are exercising, and those who don't have no curve, and wait for what I got to say to this. Woo, wish. All right, let's take a break.
Do you need
Brother
to read
man,
the question
again? I think I'm good. Let's see. He said, okay, I don't want her to stop what she's doing, but I kind of miss my baby. Well, you don't really miss your baby. You miss the curve because your baby's still there. It's not easy for me to talk about this because I do love her for more than her body. Well, so now, I like the fact because first when you said I love my wife, I'm like, uh-oh, what's the rest of the conversation? Because, you know, people say, well, let me just say, I love my wife. I love my husband. He's like, ooh, what's about to come? But, you know. This is an opportunity for you to exercise your own spiritual muscles while she's exercising her body. You know, I like the fact that you said you love her for more than her body. So if you love her for more than her body, then that's really, you know, I mean, saying that tells me that it ain't over yet. You know, it ain't over. What I would ask you really, Samuel, is have you had that conversation with her? You know, have you talked to her? So that's what you should do. And now, it sounds like you two have a great relationship. You're supporting her as she's stepping into a body that makes her feel good. But, and that, you know, I always talk about every choice has its own responsibility. Now, she's stepping into a body, creating a body that makes her feel good. You're happy for her, but you're mourning, if you will, grieving what you're losing. You're mourning the loss of how she used to look. So have the conversation with her. Now, if what you, I don't get that from your question, from your email. It's not that you want her to be who she used to be. You're actually just telling the truth. Like, you know, I love her. I love how she used to look. But, you know, this is what I'm dealing with. And I think it says a lot about you. And I think being able to have that conversation with your wife will draw you guys closer. Because I think there are times in relationship where people can't say stuff like that. I mean, you see it on talk shows. You see it in your life. People can't, you know, they're missing who their spouse used to be because they're exercising, because they've got a breast augmentation or whatever it is. Or now they find themselves, but they can't talk about it. And they end up doing other stupid things. And then the relationship dissolves, and then there's a longing. But what you're doing here is actually more, it's very powerful. You're expressing it. And I'm happy and grateful to hear that you're saying, I love her for more than her body. So what you should do, I don't know what you should do. What I would suggest is have that conversation with her. Let her know how much it pains you to even have the conversation, because maybe, you know, because sometimes you can have that conversation with somebody and they might be like, oh, my God, now my husband is not happy that I'm losing weight. But really just tell your truth, not from a place of judgment, and support each other. If things get kind of sticky after you express your truth, maybe you need counseling. But the love is there. I feel it. I hear it. I see it in this email. You'll get through it, and you will learn to love the new body. And, you know, you may be inspired to do something that you've always wanted to do for yourself. Maybe go to the gym. I don't know if you do go to the gym. Maybe a dream that you had. So it's a wonderful trip. And here's another example of spiritual integration. Confessing your truth. And, you know, you can still have the curves. Now, you know, y'all can come to some agreement. It's like, it's got to stay like this. Don't go too far. But, you know, if she used to have a curve, she's always going to have a curve. It's just not going to be as big as it used to be. You know, curves are always going to be there. I know that's a brother. I know that's a brother.
Yep.
Oh, boy. Yep. I understand.
Yep.
Yes. I don't all understand right. That, Lenny. Let me stop. Let me stop while I'm ahead. That was a tricky one. See, where my head, when I was reading it intellectually, it was kind of difficult to go there. I had to surrender all my, I had to suspend all my belief system.
Electra is rolling, she said.
Yeah, buddy. A man needs something to hold on to when things get rough.
No, you didn't.
I sure did. I mean, what's the point of holding on to something? Just slide. Talking about your size zero. It's nothing. Anyway. All right, let me stop right now.
You're too out of trouble. Cut it out.
Well, you know, I'm going to Donna now, so I don't know if I can get myself out of trouble. Let me drink some water.
Okay,
let's see. If she gets out of hand, I just mute her mic. So you better come in here and behave. You're from Canada. I ain't scared of you, Donna. What you want? See? You can't talk. See? You're choking. You can't talk. I dare you say something. Hey, Donna, how are you doing? My buddy was just hijacked.
Okay. What are you doing? I'll put my Sicilian armor on, and I'll put my Quebec armor on. Today it's our national holiday, so it's like, here we are, battlefield.
And
this woman is Sicilian. I thought she was Italian.
Battlefield of love. Let's have a battlefield of love.
Right, because I was going to say this to you.
We've been just way too overdue for the conversation. You've had the conversation many times, and that's why I want to have a deeper conversation, because I love your conversation, and I love your input. So let's just shower him. Let me surprise him here. No attack here. You're just a sexy, conscious man, and this is what us women want to know. Us women want to know, what do we need to do in order to attract that conscious man? Because in talking to many men and many women, what you just said before about women just stop being so hard, you're so right, 100% right. And this is what a lot of men are saying. And a lot of men are very confused. They don't know how to be anymore because we, as women, we went through all that liberation and all that stuff, which I think is really wonderful. But at the same time, I also feel that, I'm saying this openly, that we've lost ourselves in that, and we built this toughness where we don't allow that space for a man. You know, we're all looking, if you speak to women, they all want this powerful man, this, you know, engaged man, but we don't give them the space to do it. So how are you wanting that, but you're not allowing it? So it doesn't make sense. This is the type of conversation I want to have, where I myself, perfect example, where I have been in that, you know, I've gone through the different stages, and now I'm ready to surrender to it. I'm saying this a day. Did you hear me?
I heard you.
Oh, he's
talking. I heard it. Okay, I'm listening.
And it really feels scary. It feels scary. That's the truth. I feel scared about it because part of me feels like, you know, there's still that wound in me that wants to feel safe. And am I going to be safe surrendering? But if I don't surrender, then there's that toughness. And it's just really confusing, even as a woman. Where I stand today is just really confusing. Getting back into my feminine essence, okay, what does that really mean? And I love Celeste's show because it's helped me, I shared with her, it's helped me kind of heal that part of getting back into my feminine and even sisterhood, even amongst us sisters. Like, are we going to get over this? And, like, competition of what? Like, seriously, people. And we're, so this is the, I want to go deeper into the conversation. That's the type of conversation I want to have.
Wow. No, I hear you. I mean, you talk about the scariness, but it's just a theme. That is, you know, let me say this. If the egg can talk, it might be saying, oh my God, here comes the sperm. How many of them are coming all at once? It could be a scary experience because the egg knows it's going to die. Now, how does that relate to what I'm saying? Is if it's scary, that doesn't mean there's anything wrong. That's the gift of the feminine energy. You know, the quote I read earlier, the most powerful seductive part of a woman is her deep vulnerability. Are you willing to be vulnerable enough to admit to yourself that you're scared, that you're afraid, that you don't know how? You know, and I'll say something in a minute. But it's like this. The fact that you're scared doesn't mean there's something wrong. It means that growth is getting ready to happen, that you're in the midst of growth happening. But what happens is sometimes when people are afraid or scared, we pull on what we used to know, and then we block the growth, and then there's another opportunity. But, you know, I'm ready to have a deeper conversation about it and maybe make you – be one of those shows that we do sometimes where we invite listeners to just everybody call in and just kind of share their thoughts when you have done that. And here's the thing. Are you willing to have your heart broken for love? That's the question. That's the question.
Why is it always,
now,
but you see that too, right? Why do we always have to, what if instead of saying that, we say, are you willing to open up your heart and allow yourself to experience deep love? See, when I hear that, I feel like I want to close up again.
That's why I asked you that question, because we're protecting against our heart being broken, that we end up not experiencing love. It doesn't mean your heart is going to be broken. Well, are you willing to have your heart broken for love? And I'm just talking about romantic love. I'm talking about love that goes beyond sentimentality. The love
that allow that just this, that that's the essence of who you are, that you can create something with your mate, with your spouse. And it goes beyond what was written in the book, in the Bible, in the Torah, wherever. See? I want to ask you questions that's going to bring up your fears so you can address it, rather than questions that's going to make you think, yeah, I can do that. I can open up tomorrow. No. Are you willing
to have your heart broken?
Exactly. No spiritual bypassing over here. But, yeah.
Donna, I don't like that question either. I don't like that question either, Donna. But I'm telling you, that is the question, though, that gets me to it, because I have had my heart broken. And after I go through my process, what I thought was so excruciating ends up becoming a rainbow because I went through it. So once you're able to face the question like that, I'm like, all right, fine. Something happens in that surrender. I love that question, though I understand exactly what you're talking about. I want to rephrase so it's more comfortable for me. See, this is a deep
conversation. No comfortability. I'm here to make the comfortable uncomfortable and the comfortable uncomfortable comfortable. No, not make it comfortable. We're talking about spiritual integration. Spiritual integration. You think Dalai Lama didn't have his heart broken? You think Mother Teresa didn't have his heart broken? Do you think people, and it's not just about romantic relationship in life, your heart has to break open to love, because we were conditioned as children. We had our hearts wide open with love, with all of our beingness. We did everything. We went up to strangers and then, oh, don't do that. Don't hug a stranger. Don't do this. Don't do this. And then we learned to close our heart. And we didn't understand why we're not experiencing true love. And then when we now start walking a conscious path, a spiritual path, we realize we've got to open ourselves up. Open yourself up means open your heart, your beingness. And yes, when you're open, you could be hurt. But when you also know who you are, the essence of who you are cannot be hurt. But the hurt doesn't mean there's something wrong with you. It means you're having a human experience. And but you are part of something that will heal the pain that your human self is going through. We'll talk more with your show.
And then you get to come back home to Life Conversations Radio and share the message behind that mess.
Okay, I know, right? We're gonna do a show, Donna. Bring your sister friends and we'll bring your brothers and we have a conversation.
Let's have a party.
Yes, I'm due. Our anniversary is almost up, so I'm due to be on the show. So perfect. We're gonna get off the air and we're gonna plan the date.
Okay, good.
See, I said,
go get your females. That is the plan of my show. Okay, go get your females and we'll give you the date.
Bye.
No,
let go of control.
We love you, girl.
All right, darling. Thank you, Donna.
I love you.
Yes. It's time to release the show. Thank you, Celeste.
You're welcome.
Lady, the most powerful, seductive part of a woman is her deep vulnerability, her deep surrender to the masculine. The egg surrenders to the sperm. That simple. Celeste, anything you want to say? We've got 2 minutes.
No, simply, I love you. I can't wait for the dream interpretation. Don't forget CelesteMorgan@Hotmail.com. And today you're getting a lot of love. And thanks for another awesome show from the listeners. So I'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you. Yes, indeed. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. I love you. Yes. Let's grow together. We need each other. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. Love it. And be loved. Allow yourself to be loved beyond your limitations. Troy Horn. What if we love each other? TroyHorn.com. I'm out of here.
People come together now, make it better now. If love was high school, I would have a letter now. We can do anything if we stick together now. Put your arms around each other, don't you feel better now?
What if we? What if you? What if I?
ain't nothing that we can't do if we could choose to love each other.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.